Hello, and welcome to another edition of LEA's Our Voice, a podcast designed to keep our person served, parents, guardians, and friends in the know. I'm your host, Mike Leon, and as always, we welcome your comments on this podcast and your input on what you'd like us to talk about in the future. Send those comments to podcasts@le-academy.org. That's podcasts@le-academy.org. On today's edition of LEA's Our Voice, we are going to discuss LEA basketball. We were at the New Haven program yesterday taking some basketball footage, which is going to be part of what you see in this podcast. And we're doing a special kind of a sports broadcast. Our basketball-loving individuals from Warren and the Shelby Academies. We also meet these athletes, which we today, and talk about their love of the sport and how we are looking forward to getting back on track with the traditional LEA tournaments that were sidelined due to COVID. We will meet from Warren, Brett and Brian, and from LEA Shelby, Nadir and Amanda. Brett will not be on camera today. He is featured in the basketball portion of it. He had to work. He's not going to be here. But good morning, all. Welcome. Welcome to Our Voice. Let's start with Brian. How long have you been attending the LE Academy?
11 years.
11 years?
Yes.
That's some pretty good longevity.
Yes.
Did you enjoy it from day one?
Yes.
What do you like most about it, besides the girls and the staff?
Hanging out with my friends.
Yeah? We're glad of that. We're glad that you're back here, too, with us.
Yes.
Brett, also, who's not here, he's an 11-year man. Amanda, how many years?
9 years.
Atta girl. Remember the number. And what's the thing you like most about Shelby?
Seeing all my friends.
What else do you do there on a daily basis? You go out in the community and things of that nature?
Yes.
Okay, what are some of the fun places you like to go?
Bowling.
Is that the main thing? What about going to the store and shopping or going to flea markets?
Shopping.
Yeah. And then we come to our friend Nadir.
Yes.
Nadir is the veteran.
Yeah, 16 years.
16 years. Wow. You've been coming here. I know you started at Warren and you went out to Shelby. What's the thing that you like most about the Alley Academies?
I like to hang out with my friends, play a little basketball, talk about sports, you know, just hang around. I go bowling, I go to the mall, I eat, you know, that's about it.
Going out to eat, that's always fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now, you're here today because of your love of the game of basketball. How long have you been playing this game, Brian?
Oh, boy.
Well, you can say, how old are you, and just subtract, add something.
I'm 47.
Okay, so you've been playing probably since you were what? Probably seven?
About seven.
Wow. I was watching you yesterday. You got an excellent shot.
Yeah.
You couldn't miss.
Nope.
And how about you, Amanda? What do you love about the game?
It's a cool game.
Yeah. You like shooting and scoring?
Yes.
Nadir, what about you?
I was 15 when I was seven.
That's a long time. Do you have a basketball rim at home?
Yeah.
So you get to play in your driveway. What about you?
No.
Well, I tell you, for not practicing, you were hot yesterday. How about yourself? Do you get to play elsewhere?
Yes.
Okay, where is that at?
My basketball net is in the woods.
Beautiful. Now, do you like making the long shots, or do you like working the ball in under the basket?
Long shots.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Three-pointers?
Yes.
With your height, because you're pretty tall, you're about, what, 6'4"?
Yeah.
I would say. I can find you under the basket. They can be passing to you.
Yes, that's true.
What about you, Amanda? Do you like making the long shots or getting under the rim and putting it up?
The long shots.
Another three-pointer. Nadir, what about you? You're Mr. Finesse.
Mr. Finesse? I like to have and Mr. Rim. I can make a long pass, and I can make it to the shot.
Okay. What about if they feed it to you under the basket?
That's fine.
I noticed that you have you're a good passer too. I noticed that you pass off in a sneaky manner.
As not to get
picked off by the other team. So when
trying to be friendly, Mike. Trying to be friendly.
Before COVID, everybody participated in the annual competition tournaments between the Life Enrichment Academies. Tell us about the tournaments, Nadir.
Well, we won anyway, so if we want to start it again, we can start. I don't know about two guys.
Can you remember who was all on your team during the last tournament you played?
I don't remember. I don't know who was on my team. I don't remember.
Well, you were the captain, weren't you?
Yeah, but I have the list on me.
Oh, I should have had you bring that.
But Dick has it. I'll have it.
How about you, Brian?
Hmm.
Tell us about the last tournament you participated in.
It was fun.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Now, was it a tough competition? What did it come down to? I wasn't able to attend that, so Derek, who won between Shelby and Warren? Who ended up winning?
We did.
Shelby won the last one.
Shelby won the last one?
Yeah.
Was it a blowout?
Each location had multiple teams, so it came down to the wire.
Okay.
Yeah, like this. Forget it.
Each location had multiple teams, came down to the wire, but Shelby was the victor.
But it's gone back and forth. I think out of three, it's been Shelby won Shelby.
Okay. Yeah, Shelby, you guys won anyway.
What are some of the favorite things that you participate in at the Academy once again? Like, I know you guys like the bowl.
Yes.
Okay?
Yeah.
Yes.
But now we're getting the community activities back where we go out, we can go to parks, we can play basketball in the parks.
I would love that.
Where's your favorite place to go to eat out in the community?
I got just around the mall.
You love going to restaurants. How about you, Brian?
American Pie.
American Pie?
Yeah.
Where is that?
Yep, in the Hoover.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a good one, Mike. They had good pies, big boys.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They had a big pie, Mike.
Do they specialize in pie? Is that
what
it is?
Yeah, it's a good one.
Now you're talking my language. How about you, Amanda?
Wendy's.
Yeah, what's so special about that?
I love their Frosties.
Okay. What about their burgers? Single, double, or triple?
Double.
Wow. That's my favorite, too. All right, as we know, back to basketball. The NBA playoffs, the championship playoffs are going on now.
Yeah.
Okay. Brian, who's your favorite NBA player?
Michael Jordan.
One that you admire the most? Why is it Michael Jordan?
Because he's the best of all time.
I think you're right. I still think you're right, without a doubt. What about you? Who's your favorite?
Michael Jordan.
Yeah, what do you like about Michael?
He's awesome.
Did you know that he's directing a new Space Jam movie?
Yes.
When is that coming out? Anybody know?
I don't know when.
You guys going to go see it?
Yes, definitely.
Because the theaters are opening now. So you never know, you can get back in there. What about you?
LeBron James. He won one championship for the Lakers and for Cleveland.
You like King James?
Yeah, he won two championships.
Okay. We have the Phoenix Suns playing against the Milwaukee Bucks. Yesterday, the Phoenix shellacked Milwaukee. Who's going to be the world champion? Brian.
No, Milwaukee Bucks.
And I think and here's a prediction. You said in six games?
Yes.
Okay, Amanda, you said Milwaukee in six games?
Yes.
And then, of course, we've got Nadir.
Four.
Nadir has got the broom out.
The four.
That's a sweep, brother.
It is, brother. Four games, man. What are you talking about?
I'm saying Phoenix in five, but we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah, they got to the six, right, Derek?
We'll see. We'll see what's going to happen.
And tomorrow night, aren't they?
Yep, tomorrow it is. So now that the academies are opening up more to more activities, okay? People are getting vaccinated. We're going out more. Yeah. What activities, besides, what would you like to see in another tournament. Is that what you guys are looking forward to? Another basketball tournament?
Yeah. If Derek ever gets it going.
If Derek gets it going?
It's not after me. It's after him and Amanda.
Well, I'm sure they're going to be doing that. They're going to look for a gymnasium. That's where they have to start first.
When is that, Mike?
And I think Justin found them the gym last time, correct? Wait. I don't know.
We'll get it soon.
Yeah, it's going to be soon. Everything's soon for you.
There are some changes. Some guidelines are changing. As soon as we get the green light, we're going to organize that as well as we'd like to get back into the swing of things with the talent show.
Yes.
Yeah, I love the talent show.
I miss it so much.
I love the talent show, Mike.
Me too.
Listen, I want to thank all of you yesterday for participating in that little scrimmage.
No problem.
Keep practicing because you got to be ready. You don't know when that tournament's going to hit. So.
Yeah. Is that after me? Is that after this one over here? If ever gets it going.
We know that. It was a pleasure having you scrimmage and a pleasure having you here today. Keep practicing, working on your game skills.
All right.
You long shooters, you three-pointers.
All right.
The future looks bright. That's it for today's version of Our Voice. Until next time, all of you, take care.
You too.
Bye. Bye.